It's not every day that I get to meet somebody who started exploring and adventuring. And in fact, jet setting whilst I was probably still at university. But today is one of those days, and I'm very pleased to be talking to P Petrus Jacobus van der Walt. Now, that's quite a mouthful, but fondly and popularly known as PJ. PJ has got quite a track record in the hospitality space. He's been in business for more than 20 years, established in 1997, and started River Lodge very humbly, as most things should start, because it was just a few rooms. And I think in the beginning, he could accommodate something like four or eight people, but happily now boasts a very robust backpacking hostel, accommodating up to 150 people in various rooms. Obviously, an entrepreneur, and coupled with that entrepreneurship, is really a very robust quest for adventure. So, PJ, a warm welcome to Jet Setting with Janet. It's people like you that so resonate with us that we love chatting to because we know we're not just going to be talking about River Lodge backpackers or tours
Savvy.
Africa. We are going to be talking about all kinds of adventures together. So, welcome to the show.
Janet, good afternoon. Thank you so much for inviting me and to share some of my time and some of my experiences that I've had in the industry with you today.
It's a big pleasure, PJ. Now, please tell us, where did this passion for travel start? There must be a story
Oh,
behind
sure. That
this.
started. I was born in South Africa, but at a young age, my father moved up to what was then Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe. And by the time I was 5 years old, I was on fishing trips and hunting trips with him, not just in that area around there, but it was around Botswana, it was around Angola, Namibia. Lots of fishing and diving trips in Mozambique. And in fact, my first time diving was seven. And I absconded, I used my father's mask and fins and disappeared for 5 hours without telling them where I went. And I got such a hiding when I got back because they'd been looking for me for 5 hours.
I was just going to ask, because even someone like me that does not that believes in spare the rod, I would have smacked you because I think I would have aged a couple of years looking for a 7-year-old child that was gone for 5 hours. That must have been
Yeah,
stressful.
that was in St. Lucia, up at the north of at the one of the places in St. Lucia and in the ocean. I mean, we all know what the ocean's like. It's unforgiving if
Gosh.
you don't know it, but I survived.
It's like the male version of the movie Moana.
Oh, well.
Oh, goodness,
No.
PJ. So
So
you would
that's where the
travel back
passion for
then.
travel
You
came
were
from.
Yes, so you would travel back then, and I hope that you've now reformed and are causing trouble in a good way, right? Because 150 rooms and servicing African countries, backpackers, people from all over the world. It must be a big responsibility. So we want you to firstly tell us about River Lodge, which is in Pinelands in the Odemolin Eco Village. And then I want to chat to you about Tours Africa with great excitement. We are all ears, our listeners have their ears peeled to listen to you tell us about River Lodge backpackers.
All right. Well, River Lodge, I started 27 years ago. And at that time, it was, well, the whole complex on Odemolin was the Valkenburg Hospital for non-whites.
I know
And,
exactly where that is, actually.
oh, okay. Interesting. Then you can come visit.
I know
No.
because I passed it on the highway, PJ. I know you're supposing that I was there for another reason. I was passing on the highway and I see it all the time and it looks very beautiful. So,
So
yeah.
then it was, I mean, the buildings had actually they closed that section of Valkenburg down almost 30 years ago. So the buildings have been abandoned and derelict and everything removed from it that could possibly have been sold, and that is window frames, doors, electricals, plumbing,
Gosh.
lead over the roofing, flooring, because all the flooring and the doors and window frames in the building were either Rhodesian teak or Oregon pine.
Amazing.
So the building was really, really derelict when I took over there, and it was just 4 rooms and a small area for a kitchen. And I used and just a door through one of the other people's properties next door to mine that I used had to use as an access for the backpackers. But slowly over time, there's been section by section has been taken over, renovated, built up, incorporated. I think the most fun part of creating something like this is that there's no one person that can take to you and say it must fit a certain profile or it has to have a certain color and flavor. And as a result of that, River Lodge is a eclectic collection of art and of furniture pieces and of there's nothing there that's normal, and it's a very, very colorful place.
Beautiful.
So,
So that
yeah.
must resonate with people coming to South Africa and expecting lots of color, lots of excitement, and it's a different service offering, obviously. It's
Yes,
not
it
your
is.
normal hotel, it's not an Airbnb,
No, it's none of the
it's
above. And
unusual.
also, it is not in town, so we are free of the scourge of getting out of your car and being accosted by drug sellers and dealers. We're absolutely free of that scourge where we are. And so it's very safe there. And when I have groups of people coming, I have security around the clock. And there's cameras, and Oudemolen is also a security estate. So it's nice. It's a quiet area, and it's actually farm. There's chickens and
Wonderful.
horses and ducks and goats running around, and there's all kinds of things like you would find on a farmyard.
So I see that you have single, twin, double, and dorm rooms. So
Yes.
you have quite a varied service offering to suit all kinds of pockets, and we've looked on your website and it's incredibly affordable. What would you say are your biggest source markets for your product offering, PJ?
Sure, that's difficult to say. The first 5 years was all international. Everything was just all international in the first 5 years. And then there was something happened. I think it was on Oudemolen or in Cape Town. I can't remember exactly. And then that kind of what that selection of the market dropped off the face of the earth for us. And so
That's interesting.
I went through a bit of a soul searching thing of, which way now? What do I do? And then I thought, well, there is always the national market. And I started approaching schools because they come on school holidays and they bring children for educationals and all our stuff around the schools, which is our biggest market currently and has been for the last 15
How
odd years.
phenomenal that you've been able to turn that around. People get into comfort zones because
Yeah, you
once you've
can't.
had the international market, people don't always, they can't migrate their thinking or pivot to embrace new opportunities. And I love that you were able to turn it around from an international market and embrace the domestic and actually quite a regional market as well.
Is my focus with the drive what I've discovered with the school children and with that particular market is it's not just holiday but it's also educational based, and the rewriting of history has become an important part because people want to know about Mandela, they want to know about the Slave Museum, they want to know about Robben Island, and so those schools that come from the furthest parts of the reaches and borders of our country all have that agenda in place about educating the children about history as it stands. And unfortunately, as you will know, Janet, that history is always written by the victor and not by the survivor. And that is always
Absolutely.
biased history. So that's very interesting. So that has also brought me a long way on my travels and understanding and searching and researching and enlightenment. So that is part of the journey that I now share.
Wonderful, PJ. So, what would you say your market is now? Is it the schools market or the education market that forms the biggest portion of your?
It is still the schools that come on holidays and the educational side of it, because
Okay.
we're just now busy with two groups of 73 people each, and we're organizing the airline
Gosh,
ticket.
that's almost a full house now, PJ.
Yeah, that's for September, the first week in this, and the third week of September.
Okay, so you do the end-to-end, because I caught you saying you've arranged the air tickets. So
Yes.
obviously you also operate as a DMC, you do the air tickets. I see that you do the shuttles from the airport, and then of course through Tours Africa, you do these amazing immersive experiences, really bringing Africa alive for a lot of people.
Well, it's, I grew up, as I term it, just in the bush, and I wasn't a city boy when I grew up. I was a plaasjappie. And for those that don't understand Afrikaans, it's a, just a farm guy, farm boy, whatever you want to term it. And that has always been my life. I don't like city life. And the closest I want to be to city is where Oudtshoorn is. Incidentally, it's just a, but yes, so sharing what I know of Cape Town, and there's lots and lots of beautiful places in Cape Town, lots of fantastic hikes. And then we've got two World Heritage sites in the form of Robben Island and Table Mountain. And I always encourage people to go and visit both of those. And I often do peninsula tours. We do tours out to Wellington. There's, sure, what is Butterfly World? Now it's changed their name to something else. There's,
Wow.
so there's
Yes,
all these
we
little
actually
places.
drove past there earlier on, and it is no longer called Butterfly World. It is like a interactive animal world, something like that.
Yeah, I'll
Yeah.
be sending this. I've got a school group coming next week that I'll be sending off there.
Wonderful,
And
PJ.
then on Friday morning, I'm meeting with Catherine from Panthera in Stanford. They have started, and what Panthera does, they're a rehabilitation center or care center for big cats, leopards and lions, tigers, and those kind.
They
And they have.
do incredible work.
Yeah, they do. Catherine is really, really dedicated and passionate about what she does. And so we're going to incorporate that in our school tours. And then I'm off to see Jessica from White Shark Diving in Kleinbaai. And she is embarking on a snorkeling educational in shallow waters around the Gansbaai, Kleinbaai area
Oh,
to teach
that
people about.
sounds wonderful. I didn't
To teach
get to
people
chat
about.
to Jessica at WTM. We had a very busy time at WTM.
Oh,
But what
great.
I love about Jessica's project is her swap shop. I kind of employed the same mentality with my nieces and nephews when they were growing up. The reward system, etc. And I love that you can bring your waste and convert it. You can convert it to something of value for you, and it's aspirational. So two beautiful projects, PJ, and I love how you're collaborating with others in the industry. And we'll chat a bit more about that. Love that you're collaborating and bringing the education aspect, because it just adds incredible value to your service offering, and it makes you a one-stop shop, actually, which is phenomenal.
Well, I try I try and share what I know, and as you know, that there is so much on offer in Cape Town, and any one person that maintains that they can do it all themselves is rather short-sighted, because there is no way that any one person can be everywhere and do everything by themselves. It's impossible. And collaboration for me is the smart way to go about things.
And if there's one thing that COVID taught us is that the collective IQ and the power of collaboration is actually equates to survival. So I'm
Absolutely.
glad to see that, so many years, 4 years post-COVID, you are really employing those principles. And I think it's also part of learning for young people when you engage with them to tell them how you've managed to pivot from where you were, and changing a market is it's huge. So hats off to you on that, PJ.
Thank you. Thank you, Jenna. Thank you.
So we chatted about River Lodge. Amy and I are going to definitely make a turn and come and have a coffee with you. We've seen it
More than welcome
from
to. I'd
the
love to have you
outside.
guys there.
Yes, we would. It's so close. It's close enough for us to make a quick getaway to come and visit you. And definitely excited about the way in which you're engaging with young people and creating a sense of excitement. And I think it's the turning of the tide, PJ. Do you realize that somebody did this with you? Your dad did this with you and created an adventurer. And this is your legacy. You're actually creating little adventurers everywhere you go now because they come to you and they get not just the wonderful accommodation, but the whole collective experience. So, well done on paying it forward. I think it's a great concept. It's very interesting. It's not our run of the mill. And thank you for all that you do in creating value in the tourism value chain.
Thank you so much, Janet.
It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to PJ. We do owe him a visit. We normally visit before we interview, but so many people had said to me, please chat to PJ. He's doing interesting things. That I was incredibly excited and looking forward to chatting to him. So thank you for making time for us, PJ. Absolute pleasure to chat to you. And we're going to be following with keen interest all of the amazing things you're doing in terms of educating young minds and exposing them to the tourism value chain.
Janet, thank you so much for the opportunity that you've afforded me to share this little bit of what I have accomplished in my life, and the opportunity to do so going forward is always ever expanding, which I embrace, and it's through people like you that make it more interesting, comfortable, and expandable and upgradable. So thank you so much for your time and your effort and for this interview.
You're most gracious, PJ. You are most welcome. Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
That'll be fantastic. Thank you so much.